community. And one of the ways that we become the church for one another is to pray for one another. And so please take a moment to write any prayer requests you may have on a prayer card in your pew. We will collect those during the children's time. There is a poster in the back of the sanctuary lying on the purple table thing back there. That's a good description, right? It's from the Huntington County Active Transportation Plan, and your feedback is needed. This plan is an effort to make walking, biking, wheelchair mobility, device use, paddling, and other modes of active transportation safer, easier, and more accessible for everyone. And so we are asking that you take some time to scan the QR codes that are on that poster in the back to fill out the survey. And if you're online, lucky you, the survey is appearing in your chat. This coming Saturday, June 3rd, we are having Mulch Madness at 9 a.m. So if you are available to come and help bring work gloves, a rake, a wheelbarrow if you have it, and help the property team spread mulch around the church. If you have any questions, you can talk to Bruce Lidston or Cindy Clark. Next Sunday, we will gather at 9 a.m. for an informational session about some of the changes that leadership team is proposing to our church structure. These changes are intended to help us become a bit more flexible as needs arise, and also to help us shape leadership positions in ways that make saying yes be more feasible to more people. We need your feedback and your interaction with what we are working on. So please join us in the fellowship hall at 9 a.m. next Sunday. We also hope you'll join us for a fun outing to the Altoona Curve baseball game on June 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets are $9, but we need your RSVP and your payment into the church office by June 5th. So again, the baseball game is June 23rd, but we need you to let us know you want to come by June 5th. While you are looking ahead, make sure that you have June 11th on your calendar. At 2 p.m., right here in our sanctuary, musicians from around Huntington will gather for a concert featuring Black composers and arrangers. Organized by Anthony Bullitt and including participation from our own amazing musicians here at Stone, this afternoon promises to be a wonderful event. Don't miss it. Now, most churches are celebrating Pentecost this morning, the Sunday where we tell the story of the Holy Spirit coming like fire and like wind to enliven the church. But in the midst of our ongoing Building Blocks worship series, we celebrated Pentecost several weeks ago in order to keep the continuity of the unfolding story of Acts. But if you've been paying attention, you'll know that the Spirit has been central each week of this series. And today is no exception. She is at work sending Peter out beyond what he knows and what he understands, and propelling the church there too. May we be brave enough to hear her stirrings even now, even here, as the music of the prelude centers us into this time and space and more fully into God's presence.
Thank you.
please rise as you are able and join with me in our call to worship. We are here because we have heard rumors of God's grace, of divine love poured out on people of all colors, from all places, people of all classes, all abilities, all genders, all sexualities. We have heard stories of this Jesus, of divine inclusion for former outcasts, people who were confused and unclean and broken and unwanted and powerless and searching. We want to hear more of these stories. We want to sing and shout and live these stories so that we might help spread this scandalous rumor of divine grace, of boundaryless love.
Scripture reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 44, through chapter 11, verse 18. When chapter 10 of the book of Acts opens, a man named Cornelius, a Roman centurion, has a vision in which an angel of God tells him to send for a man named Simon Peter. Peter, meanwhile, is asleep on the roof when he too has a vision from God. More about that in a moment. The messengers from Cornelius come, and Peter, following the Spirit's leading, accompanies them back to the home of Cornelius. Now, this is a big deal because Jews like Peter aren't supposed to associate with Gentiles like Cornelius. Peter tells them the story of Jesus. Now, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Now the apostles and the brothers and the sisters who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Here ends the reading.
beating the rush. Come on up. Welcome. If you have prayer cards, hold them high for the younger among us to gather as they make their way forward for the children's time. Welcome, you guys. I'm glad you're here. You know, we've been telling the story over the last few weeks of how the early church was built up block by block. And so we need to add a couple more blocks to our worship center. Can you each add two more blocks up there? Look how big it's getting. Sometimes the church makes spits and starts. We fall apart, we rebuild. This is good. That's all right. You just set them all up there. We'll get it together. You know, in our house this week, there have been a lot of kids asking a particular question. The question is, hey, Mom, who's your favorite child? They say, which one of us do you love more? And it got me thinking, who this is what it got me thinking. Who, maybe this happens in your house too. Do you ever ask your mom? Do you say, hey Mom, hey Dad, who's your favorite child? Well, here's what I got wondering. Who does God love more? Does God love more? Wait. Does God love more students who got good grades on their report card or students who got not so good grades?
Neither.
Okay. What about this? Does God love rich people more or poor people?
Neither.
Okay. What about people who wear cool clothes?
All the answers nice bow ties? Are neither.
Are they? Or wait. Or maybe God, does God love people who always look a little bit different? Wait, you think the answer is always neither? I got to admit, I agree. God made us all. God made us all. And God loves us all equally. These people are God's loved children. You are God's loved children. And so we're to treat every person we meet as God's loved child, and we're to remember that we, each of you, is a beloved child of God too. When we get curious about other people, we find out that they have these incredible full lives. Now, in our Bible story this morning that Brother Rick just read for us, Peter, one of Jesus' followers, gets invited to the house of a man named Cornelius. Now, Cornelius is a Roman, a Gentile, and Peter is a Jew. And back in Peter's day, Jews did not spend time with Gentiles. They were just too different. But God had other ideas. You know, Brother Rick's story reminded me of one of my favorite Dr. Seuss stories. So
yeah,
I'm going to read that to you. Me too. It's called The Sneetches. Oh, it's so good. You guys, here, I tell you what, you come up behind me so you can see the pictures. Now, the star-belly sneetches had bellies with stars, and the plain-belly sneetches had none upon thars. Those stars weren't so big, they were really so small, you might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But, because they had stars, all the star-belly sneetches would brag, we're the best kind of snitch on the beaches. With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. We'll have nothing to do with the plain belly sort. And whenever they met some, when they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the star-belly children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? Not at all. You only could play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs. When the star-belly sneeches had Frankfurter roasts or picnics or parties or marshmallow toasts, they never invited the plain belly sneeches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near. And that's how they treated them year after year. Look how sad they are there. Well, they're having the hot dogs. I know. Look, the hot dogs and marshmallows look so good. The Frankfurters, right? Good point. Then, one day, it seems, while the plain belly sneeches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger zipped up in the strangest of cars.
My friends,
he announced in a voice clear and keen,
my name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean, and I've heard of your troubles. I've heard you're unhappy, but I can fix that. I'm the fix-it-up chappie. I've come here to help you. I have what you need, and my prices are low, and I work at great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed.
Then quickly, Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine, and he said,
you want stars like a star-belly sneech? My friends, you can have them for $3 each. Just pay me your money and hop right aboard.
So they clambered inside, then the big machine roared, and it clonked, and it bonked, and it jerked, and it burked, and it bopped them about, but the thing really worked. When the plain belly sneeches popped out, they had stars. They actually did. They had stars upon thars. Then they yelled at the ones who had stars at the start. We're exactly like you. You can't tell us apart. We're all just the same now, you snooty old smarties, and now we can go to your Frankfurter parties. Good grief, groaned the ones who had stars at the first. We're still the best sneeches, and they're the worst, but now how in the world will we know, they all frowned, if which kind is what or the other way round? Then up came McBean with a very sly wink, and he said,
things are not quite as bad as you think. See, you don't know who's who, that's perfectly true, but come with me, friends. Do you know what I'll do? I'll make you again the best sneeches on beaches, and all it will cost you is $10 eaches. Belly stars are no longer in style, said McBean. What you need is a trip through my star off machine. This wondrous contraption will take off your stars so you won't look like sneeches who have them on thars.
And that handy machine, working very precisely, removed all the stars from their tummies quite nicely. Then with snoots in the air, they paraded about and they opened their beaks and they let out a shout. We know who is who. Now there isn't a doubt. The best kind of sneeches are sneeches without. Well, then, of course, those with stars all got frightfully mad. To be wearing a star now was frightfully bad. And then, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into his star off machine. Then, of course, from then on, as you probably guessed, things really got into a horrible mess. Oh, you got it. All the rest of that day on those wild screaming beaches, the fix-it-up chappie kept fixing up sneeches. Off again, on again, in again, out again, through the machines, they raced round and about again, changing their stars every minute or two. They kept paying money, they kept running through, until neither the plane nor the star bellies knew whether this one was that one, or that one was this one, or which one was what one, or what one was who. Then, when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up chappie packed up and he went. And he laughed as he drove in his car up the beach. They never will learn. Now you can't teach a sneech. But McBean was quite wrong. I'm quite happy to say that the sneeches got really quite smart on that day. The day they decided that sneeches are sneeches. And no kind of sneech is the best on the beaches. That day, all the sneeches forgot about stars and whether they had one or not. Would you guys say a prayer with me? You can repeat after me. Dear God, make us curious about the people around us.
Make us curious about the people around us.
Welcoming all your children. Amen. you. Whoops. This is the time when we greet all the sneetches on the beaches, the passing of the feast. Make a point of meeting somebody you don't know so well. Greet them and share the peace of Christ together with our siblings in faith. Brother David, I was thinking of your pro tip as we sang, God will wear
Hi. I'm unmuted, I think. Who can I talk to? Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, John. This is Randy Yoder.
Yes, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm getting there.
Good. May the peace of Christ be with you.